This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Rosalind Leek, Senior Director of Market Access with the U.S. Soybean Export Council, joins us. Rosalind, the U.S. and Japan recently signed the first step towards a bilateral agreement between the two countries. With Japan a top 10 export market for U.S. soybeans, that's great news for the U.S. soybean industry.
Anytime we have our government engaging in discussions with a trade partner about free trade or about trade issues, it's a win for the soybean industry. In this particular agreement, the U.S. soybean sector already had very good access to the Japanese market, so there were very few tariffs in which to deal with. There were some tariffs still in place on soybean oil, and so there is a reduction in those for the crude oil. The most important part of it is for the overall agricultural sector of the U.S., because our animal ag sector in particular has quite a lot to gain, particularly as Japan had gone forward with CPTPP as well as the EU agreement.
That's pretty big value for a value-added opportunity for the soybean industry, because you're such partners with animal ag.
Certainly, when our animal ag sector thrives in the United States, we thrive as the soybean sector. So regardless of whether or not those soybeans are leaving our shore as whole beans, soybean meal, soybean oil, any other value-added product or animal products, it's good for our U.S. soybean farmers.
With the 63% market share making the U.S. the largest soybean supplier to Japan, do we continue to see Japan's demand for soybeans grow?
You know, Japan is what we would characterize as a mature market, so there's limited increase in consumption there. What we've seen over the past year is soybeans had a more favorable crush margin versus canola, and so we saw an increase in imports of soybeans. And certainly the U.S. was able to capture a larger share of that increased demand rather than other suppliers.
And how important is it for the U.S. to negotiate a successful trade agreement in the current trade environment that we're in?
Certainly in the current trade environment, or in any environment, it is crucial for our sector to be engaged in those discussions, have free and open trade. These trade agreements, oftentimes they do deal with some tariff issues, but they also can get into many other issues, and there are chapters in there that talk about regulatory coherence and regulatory cooperation and all of those types of things. So anytime we are at the table negotiating with one of our trading partners, it's a good sign for the U.S. agricultural sector and for the U.S. soybean sector.
That is Rosalind Leek, Senior Director of Market Access with the U.S. Soybean Export Council. She joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.